I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. Stubbs is getting a facelift. The iconic Austin Live music venue situated on the Red River Cultural District is moving forward with renovations to three previously uninhabited storefronts on the north end of the property. Stubbs GM tells the Austin Chronicle that the buildings will be converted into one big room for the VIP treatment. The $160,000 revamp, when completed, should be used for private parties and VIPs during Stubbs outdoor shows. And if the acoustics work out, it's possible the new space may host live music in the future. Dolly Parton was involved in a car crash this week in Nashville. The AP reports Parton was riding in an SUV that was hit by another vehicle. However, she is now home resting with only minor injuries. Parton, who was featured on the Queen Latifah show this week sporting an afro and rapping, says it was only a fender bender, and she's all good, just a little tired and sore. You may not have heard of Girl Talk, but if you've had a hit song, chances are he's heard of you. The mashup DJ hit it big in 2010 with his album All Day, which sampled more than 300 songs, and it raised questions about his use of copyrighted music. The DJ has defended his work, citing fair use. Now, One Texan's research may enhance that defense. Texas judicial law clerk W. Michael Schuster published a study this month that found the album sampling actually increased sales of the songs. The 74-page study concluded that digital sampling is fair use, adding there needs to be precedent for sampling in the future. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.